You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, here we go. Monday, 7:45. It is time for Bank On It. Jason Shields joins us, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. How you doing, Jason? What kind of weekend was it for you?
Hey, Tommy. It was a really good weekend, and I'm calling in today from Minnesota, where it's a crisp 52 degrees.
You son of a gun. Hang up on him, Tim. I don't want it. 52. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's like that 1 week we get in October that we all love. Apparently, it's all the time up here.
The only bad news I got for you, Jason, is that you don't get to stay in Minnesota. You got to come back.
This is true.
Yeah. Tell me about the Fed's meeting in Jackson Hole. First of all, I would like to get myself appointed to the Fed so I can go to Jackson Hole. How many times a year?
It's once a year. So they call it the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium.
Okay.
And it's a pretty big deal in the economic world. So every August, the central bankers and economists, not just here in the United States, but around the world, gather in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And it actually started as a fairly small event in the 70s hosted by the Kansas City Fed, and then kind of grew into the world stage that it is today. But it's a fairly important thing where the Fed will actually dictate what direction they see themselves going over the next calendar year. This particular year was special as well, because everyone feels generally that this is going to be Chair Powell's last Jackson Hole meeting that he'll have, because his term ends in May 2026.
And the next one would be in August of 2026. Right? I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Okay. I want to know what the Fed looks at, and give me a big overview of the Fed, if you would.
Yeah, so I really just wanted to do a high-level overview, because I think we all know about the Fed, but what is it that they do? We know a couple of sound bites. And really, the Fed has what's called a dual mandate. And it is the two overarching things. It's always data-driven with them that they look at to decide what they're going to do with the tools in their toolbox. Most of us are familiar, of course, with the rate cuts that they use. They have a couple of other things that they can do, but the rate cut tends to be the one that we all hear the most about. And the dual mandate is relatively simple. It is that they need to maximum employment, which that's just tracking where unemployment is going, making sure that they have a strong job market. And the other one is stable prices. That's the one we're more familiar with, where it's keeping inflation under control. And so,
but wait, let me ask you a question. Where did they get this mandate from, Jason? Because you say we know about the feds, but maybe we don't about the Federal Reserve, right?
Right. This came when they were established, Tommy. This has been since day one in the early 1910s, and this was their job.
And they were established why, Jason? I'm just trying to get a handle on it.
Yeah, they were established simply to make sure that inflation's under control and the job market's strong.
And right? This is prior to the Great Depression.
Yes.
Okay. Just asking. Go ahead, please.
No. It's a good question for everyone. So when it comes to inflation, the Fed uses their yardstick, as they call it, is the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. You'll often hear it referred to as PCE. And what that is that's basically a broad measure of a wide range of household spending. So as people adjust their buying habits, then you'll see those shifts in the PCE. And their goal is a 2% inflation rate on the PCE. Now, interestingly enough, the last time we saw a 2% inflation rate in the PCE was in the spring of 2021. So we've seen higher than normal inflation, or higher than what their mandate would say inflation, for the past several years. Now, we're slowly starting to see it creep back down to that 2%, which is part of why they're signaling that rate cuts could be coming. Now, the rate cut I wanted to talk about briefly, sure, just because with the Fed rate, as it's known, is in essence, it's the borrowing rate, the federal funds rate for overnight funds. And so while that doesn't impact you or me specifically, we don't borrow at the Fed funds rate. Mm-hmm. That is what the cost of funds would be, and then banks would it trickles down to everything we do. It trickles down to our credit card rates. It trickles down to anything that has a variable rate or any new loans that you would get. Those typically have a spread over that Fed funds rate. Most people are familiar with the Wall Street prime rate. Tends to go pretty much lockstep with that Fed fund rate, and that's where that comes from. Now, we could talk about mortgage rates, which are a completely different animal, because mortgage rates actually get pegged to the 10-year Treasury note. And so usually when the Fed lowers a rate, you would see that 10-year Treasury go down as well. Mm-hmm. But that's not always the case. And I always like to tell everyone that, because they assume that the minute the Fed lowers a rate, that may mean that the mortgage rates are going down. Usually it does, but not always. So it's just something to kind of think about.
Tell me about inflation after 2021. Was that COVID-driven primarily or not?
Yeah, it was obviously COVID-driven, but it's also inflation is healthy to an extent. Mm-hmm. Is the best way I can describe that, right?
And that's why 2% is acceptable, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Now, if you have low unemployment, everyone has jobs, money tends to flow, the labor market tends to be demand for employees tends to be higher, wages go up, that tends to drive your inflation, right? So you make more money, you spend more money. That's in essence the gist of the whole thing. And so that's the delicate game that they play. And we're obviously seeing that when we go to the grocery store, you see it in everything that you would typically buy. The goal there is to keep that number somewhat healthy. So when Powell was giving a speech, there were two things that he said that I think were fairly standoutish that'll show the direction where the Fed's going to be going for the rest of the year. Okay. The first was that he said that market conditions may warrant, I'm making air quotes, you can't see, interest rate cuts as early as September. It's exactly what the markets wanted to hear. It's exactly what everyone felt we would be hearing. Mm-hmm. And you saw that when the market went up Friday. And currently the futures market shows about a 90% chance of a September rate cut when the Fed meets. But the other thing, the smaller thing that kind of slips under the radar, is a little bit of a framework change. They have a thing that they call flexible targeting. And in essence, in 2020, the Fed announced something that they called average inflation targeting. And that doesn't really mean much to anyone, but in essence, what it basically said was, we're comfortable with a higher than 2% inflation rate because prior to 2020, that rate was lower. Mm-hmm. So in essence, you were basically just playing catch up, right? Okay. We were catching up with where we were. Now, what the Fed has said is those days are over. 2% is our target. That's where we're holding it. So if we're over 2%, Jason, why is the Fed signaling that there may be rate cuts?
That's my line.
Well, remember the dual mandate, Tommy. And in essence, what you're starting to see is weakness in the job market, unfortunately. And a couple things did that. You may remember a few weeks back, there were some adjustments to the numbers for May and June's jobs, right? The numbers went down from May had 144,000 jobs, went down to 19,000. June went from 147 down to 14,000. As you can imagine, those are major adjustments, and they had quite the shockwave on the market. But then what we saw in July was 73,000. Now, what's considered a healthy job growth number generally, unlike the 2% inflation rate, the Fed doesn't say, this is what I want for unemployment, right? That would make things really simple for us. But what they did say, you know, what they said in the past, the general yardstick that we hold them to is about 100 to 125,000 new jobs on a monthly basis. That keeps up with population growth and new people entering the marketplace, right? That is what we would consider healthy. And because we have dipped below it for several months now, that is showing a weakening job market. And so that's in essence why the Fed is saying, yes, we're starting to open ourselves up to rate cuts.
You have taken something very complicated and made it understandable. Thank you, Jason. Have a great week. Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Bank on it. Financial insight you can count on. And we'll have another one for you next Monday at 7:45. Right now, time for traffic on WWL.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.